That's Natasha Bedingfield on Nova 103.5 with Unwritten. The INQS Golf Day is getting closer and closer. In fact, it's happening this Friday. And I've got Dan and Fricky in the studio with me again from DZ Golf and the Institute of Namibian Quantity Surveyors. Is that correct? INQS. I got it right. I got it right.
100%.
Okay. So let's start off. I mean, everything's happening on Friday already. Are there sort of exciting prizes or competitions for the participants? What makes this different to other golf days?
Yes. Good morning, Dan. David. Last time we spoke about when this day started and why did we start this day. I think today we can focus a little bit on the day itself.
All right.
We've got fantastic prizes. On the day, our first three, just for an example, our first three teams will win weekends away with their spouses, the four players, and we also have a prize for the first 10 top teams.
Wow.
Then we've got nearest to the pin contests on the short holes, longest drives, chipping competitions. And a lot of special prizes been given away on the day. To my mind, every single participant that day will stand a chance to win a prize.
Are there any, sort of just thinking as someone like me who can't play to save their lives, do you ever do booby prizes at golf days? You know, to like reward a dodgy shot or...
Not that I can think of, but we're open for that.
We normally think about give it a one ply toilet paper or something like that.
A
for
bit
the,
of a straf top.
Yes.
No, I was just thinking, I remember a story about Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, obviously her husband. She's apparently a much better golfer than he is. And she says that she penalizes him whenever he can't hit a drive further than she can. I just thought...
We're definitely going to think about that because we've got still some sponsors to come aboard.
Okay. I know we're focusing on this Friday, but just a quick look back at the past. What have been some of the most memorable moments from previous INQS golf days?
David, I can't single out one that I can think of because every single year and event was unique on its own. Every event brought some memorable moments, whether it was a hole-in-one on the day, maybe a best friend that you met on the golf course. The camaraderie and the networking is very special to me. And every year it's just been special and more special. So no, I'm not going to single out any special. Every year is special on its own.
Okay. I mean, we know it's happening on Friday, but if people still want to get involved, they still want to support the event or participate as a sponsor, is that still available?
We've got some sponsor. Yeah. If you just look at the great work that Dan and Erica, our secretary, put in this whole day, all our teams are full. We've got all our holes been booked in full, but there will also always be maybe a special thing that we want to, like what you've mentioned now, a special prize. We're open for more sponsors and maybe cash sponsors for the day.
All right.
They can just contact our office, Erica, and just mention what they can do. But I think... it all contributes to the raising of sufficient funds for us to put in the next generation of our professionals, and they will become our next industry leaders. That's what I can say. Last thing from my side, I just want to say thank you so much to Dan and Erica for the they've put in so much time from their side to make this day a special event. Then I also want to thank yourself as our media partners, Nova. We're so great. We feel so great to have you as our media sponsor. And then lastly, Dan, the guy sitting next to me. Without him and Erika, the work that they've put in, this day would not have been possible. So thank you so much. To you.
Dan, you've been particularly quiet today, sitting there. Everything on track from your side? Everything good to go on Friday? Anything you want to add?
I think Frikkie's been very diplomatic about this whole golf day. So just to give the listeners out there idea. So pretty much when we finish this golf day on Friday, I believe on Monday morning, Erika starts receiving phone calls of guys who'd like to rebook for the next year. So 36 teams, that's 144 players. There's only one or two golf days that can give this golf day a go, which is maybe the Dave & Trust golf day and then the Desert Classic at the coast. But which makes this event different from the rest is the fun aspect. We did elaborate the last time about the wet holes out on the golf course. So just to give you guys an idea, there's 18 holes, but we've got 24 wet holes, which means you can have a drink pretty much at 24 stalls. So the day can become a bit bit hectic and dangerous if you don't pace yourself. And just from my side, yes, we did mention Erika. She's been amazing. She does quite a lot. Well, she does all of the admin. I only get involved with the smaller and finer logistics on the day. And then I would also like to thank you guys. I know I owe Gary an apology for omitting Future Media as one of my sponsors for the Netman for Good series. So to Future Media, you guys do add value. Thank you for golf days like this. It's not possible without the exposure, not only for the golf day, but for our sponsors. So I believe there's two sponsors I'd like to single out. There's Safintra for being the prime sponsor, the title sponsor. And then we're very excited to welcome AB InBev this year. Kevin and his team has also been amazing. They're sponsoring the live entertainment. I'm not going to elaborate too much, but we've got an international guest from South Africa who will be doing the live entertainment. And then in closing, if you guys want to get involved with any kind of donation or any sponsorship, they can contact the office at 061-228-970 or inqs@iafrica.com.na.
Okay, and we can find INQS on Facebook as well, and you can get there via the Nova Facebook page with all the adverts for the INQS Golf Day. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, and also David.